This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The lines first. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says information technology bill brought for development and promotion of media sector. Local job stocks construction work of Nayamudi Liknath transmission line in Perbat district. And death toll from flash floods and landslides in Indonesian capital Jakarta reaches at least 21. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said that the Information Technology Bill will contribute for the promotion of media sector. Inaugurating a newly constructed building of Federation of Nepali Journalists Kaski Kailali chapter in Dhangadi today, Minister Baskota informed that the government was effortful to make this year a golden year for media. Minister Baskota stating the independent journalism was essential in the country, urged the media to be truthful, responsible and impartial. Minister Baskota, also the government spokesperson, said the government's plan to develop integrated work plans so as to distribute the facilities related to media through provincial level. He also informed that the government has sent 5 billion rupees in all states for the development and promotion of media sector. On the occasion, Minister of Economic Affairs and Planning of Karnali State Government, Japat Bahadur Bohra, said the state government was committed to developing media sector. The construction work of Nayamudi Liknath transmission line from Deopur of Perbat to Liknath in Kaski district has been obstructed by the local residents. The locals of Modirul Municipality 1 Serabisi in Perbat obstructed the construction talks, demanding its shift from the current place, accusing the construction was being held nearby a school. They demanded the immediate shift, reasoning it might have direct impact on local Jyotitham Secondary School. Purbanchal Cancer Hospital has been brought into operation at Damak in Jhapa district with high-equipped machines and qualified human resources. Hospital operators Dua Durga Prasai and Indira Giri jointly inaugurated the hospital yesterday, coinciding Visit Nepal Year 2020. Executive Director of the hospital Prasai informed that the treatment of cancer would be more effective as the True Beam Linear Accelerator Radiation Treatment Machine will be used in the treatment. Likewise, Medical Director of the hospital Dr. Birendra Yadav said the patients are given radiation within a minute by using this technology in course of treatment of cancer patients. The census of water birds is taking place from Saturday to take stock of the indigenous and migratory birds in the wetland of Nepal. The census to continue till January 19 will mobilize some 300 plus human resources from diverse sectors, including experts and officials. National Coordinator of the Aquatic Birds Counting, Dr. Hem Sagar Baral, said the local community and stakeholders would be brought on board in the counting meant for making them aware on the conservation drive. The counting will be concentrated in more than 5 dozen wetlands, lakes and rivers across the country, with a special focus on the wetland of the Roy region. The Wetland International also initiates birds counting across the globe in this region. Dr. Bral said the details of the counting would be submitted to the National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Department before making it public. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM news bulletin. Now to some international updates. The death toll from flash floods and landslides in and around Indonesian capital Jakarta reached at least 21 today. And thousands were also forced to evacuate after severe flooding in Indonesian capital as residents were celebrating the new year. Tens of thousands of revelers in Jakarta were soaked by torrential rain as they waited for New Year's Eve fireworks yesterday. Jakarta's domestic airport was also soaked, where almost 20,000 passengers were stranded. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesperson Agus Wibowo said yesterday that monsoon rains and rising rivers submerged at least 90 neighborhoods and triggered a landslide in Kota Depok, a city on the outskirts of Jakarta. The Premier of the Australian state of New South Wales has declared a week-long state of emergency in response to the escalating bushfire threat. High temperatures and strong winds have been forecast for the weekend, leading to widespread extreme fire danger in the eastern Australian state. Since September, bushfires have killed 18 people and destroyed more than 1,200 200 homes across New South Wales and Victoria. Likewise, at least 17 people are still missing after fires this week alone. Thousands of people already fleeing a vast tourist leave zone in New South Wales will supplies running low in some parts of towns. The state government has warned that the conditions are likely to be at least as bad as New Year's Eve when hundreds of homes were destroyed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has decided to seek parliamentary immunity from prosecution over corruption charges. The move would be likely to be delayed as a trial until after press elections next March. In November, the Prime Minister was charged by the Attorney General with bribery, fraud and breach of trust in three separate cases. Mr. Netanyahu, who denies wrongdoing, would need the support of more than half of members of Parliament for immunity to be granted. Mr. Netanyahu, who is the country's longest-serving leader, is alleged to have accepted gifts from wealthy businessmen and dispersed favours to try to get more possible press coverage. He also made the request for immunity in a televised speech just 4 hours before the deadline for an application was to expire. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up the lines once again. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says information technology bill brought for development and promotion of media sector. Locals obstruct construction work of Naya Modi Leknath transmission line in Perbat district and day toll from flash floods and landslides in Indonesian capital Jakarta reaches at least 21. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.